If it is not in my logic, well, it could be. Next one. Next universe, the dream. You remember the dream. What do I mean by dream? Oh, there is this universal law. When we use a word, if you go to a dictionary and you find the perfect match of meaning for that, that's not what we mean normally. We mean something else. Right? This was the first rule. This is why we use allegories. We use the words for other meaning. What is the other meaning for the dream? What do you think when somebody will say, I have a dream? You don't think about the sleeping. I have a dream.
Vision.
That's the humanity. That vision about the future that could be changed by me. That's why I need this information. That's why I'm here. To have that knowledge, because of that responsibility, because I know I could change the future. How much could I change the future? Who knows? We know butterfly effect. Therefore, we know that whatever little thing we do could change everything. Good. Therefore, we found that the Savior is in our dream. But not exactly in our dream. The Savior looked like something else, which is the next neighbor to the dream. The Savior looked like imagination, like Khiyar. And he said, oh, look at this Khiyar. Look at this imagination. His imagination at the first level maybe looks like nothing. But look at it carefully. Everything is running on imagination. Whatever peace or war we have with each other, if you're proud or you are, I don't know, whatever complex you developed it in your imagination. The universe of imagination is where we really live. So that's what we have to work on. That's what you have to work on. That's what we work upon you. We try to feed your imagination. How? Telling you good stories. Exactly the way we could do with babies. With little children. Imagine how easy it is for me to entertain a couple of children. I'll sit down and tell stories. And I have a lot of stories to tell. That's the way. But you as listeners, you have to really be attentive. The king was. So early in the morning, he was waiting for that messenger to come. And when the messenger came, he said, oh, this is what I needed. But, you know, okay, you have to work something else and work something else to make it happen. This was the second paragraph. Third paragraph talks about the way you have to do this, because there are ways to do this. How many ways are there to do this? You tell me. So what? You're not listening to me or what? That's the way I do it. You have something to do. To do this, blah, 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 go to imagination, feeling, believing in imagination, and be saved. Right? Good. Now the question is, how many ways are there to do this stuff? In the logic, when you ask this question, there is only one correct way. They call it the best way. We don't believe in that. تُرُغِنْ إِلَى اللَّهِ بَعْدَدِ أَنفَسَ or أَنفَسَكُمْ or أَنفَسَ مَخْلُوقُ or whatever. Means the way to God much as you are. Each one of you has a special weight. That's why I said, when it comes to our stories, we compare it to the hair of the beloved. We call this path the hair, because every trend is the path of one of us. And it's not that important. But all of it together will be the beauty of the beloved, because only the hairs are valid to us which are connected to the head of the beloved. That's why we use that allegory. We use that a lot, you will see. But we play with that word and that imagination, because that's how we figure it out. So there are so many ways. Now, Master told us what the problem is, what the solution is, and now he wants to say how to do it, what is the way. Something doesn't fit here, right? There are so many ways. There is no one way. So what the Master should do? Master will choose those wrong ways that nobody should go. This is what we do. We never tell you what to do, because you're here to know what to do. You have to know what to do because it's your responsibility and it's your life. We just tell you what not to do, because we know the dangerous path in here, which are there. Normally they come by logic. There are two ways that in this paragraph we will say, look at this, there are two things that you should not do, period. Two things only. Could you forget these two things? If I say it in a sentence, of course. No matter what the sentence is, first of all, you're not listening. You see, when I ask a question, suddenly you wake up and say, what was that? Where am I? So we put it into little stories. The third paragraph will talk about the ritual. And it will say, the ritual is to be very polite. Because the ritual word in Persian language is the politeness as well. They say, you should be polite. Not like those two stupid group of people. The first one are the Jews against the Moses. It's a very simple story. We know at the beginning, every day, five times a day, some special table will be handed to people coming from Maxim above the sky and serving the people, and they ate. So the first Jews were one of the fattest guys in the universe, sitting down and eating the food of paradise and not doing anything. Then one day one of them, or some of them, said, what happened to that little detail? What happened to that one? Boss got angry and said, then go and grow it and do it yourself. This is a story you have heard, because this is very old. There is another one you haven't, because it's not old. I believe Rumi made it up. I haven't seen it somewhere else. That Jesus came and went to God and said, please, talk to this chef, send us free meals every day, all you can eat, and all that stuff. And God said, okay. So it is started again. This is not in the Bible, as far as I know. If you
found fish. Maybe it's referring to the fish, the miracle of the fish.
Oh, somehow, but now you listen to the rest of it, because it's made up. It's a story. It's like the fish, like everything. All are stories, for me at least. Because my intelligence is not that good. I dismissed it.